The Women's Bible by Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Women's Bible by Elizabeth Cady Stanton is a groundbreaking work of feminist theology. Published in 1895, it was the first book to challenge traditional interpretations of the Bible from a woman's perspective. In her introduction, Stanton argues that women have been oppressed and excluded from religious life for centuries due to male-dominated interpretations of Scripture. She calls for an end to this oppression and encourages readers to reinterpret the Bible with an eye towards gender equality. Stanton begins by examining how men have used religion as a tool for subjugating women throughout history. She looks at examples such as Adam being given dominion over Eve in Genesis, or Jesus' disciples excluding Mary Magdalene from their inner circle despite her devotion and loyalty. Stanton then moves on to examine specific passages in both the Old and New Testaments which she believes are biased against women or contain outdated cultural norms which no longer apply today. In addition to challenging traditional interpretations of Scripture, Stanton also offers alternative readings which emphasize female empowerment rather than male domination. For example, she suggests that God created both man and woman equally in His image, Genesis 1 verse 27, rather than giving one gender precedence over another. She also interprets Jesus' teachings about love as applying equally between men and women, Matthew 22 verse 39. Finally, Stanton concludes the Women's Bible with a call for reform within Christianity itself, urging churches to recognize the importance of female leadership roles within their congregations and advocating for greater inclusion of women into all aspects of religious life. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Women should be treated as equals to men, women should be given the same rights and opportunities as men, and should not be discriminated against based on their gender. Main idea number 2. Women should be educated, women should be given the same educational opportunities as men, and should be encouraged to pursue knowledge and learning. Main idea number 3. Women should be allowed to participate in religious activities, women should be allowed to participate in religious activities, such as preaching and leading services, and should not be excluded from religious life. Main idea number 4. Women should be allowed to vote, women should be given the same right to vote as men, and should not be denied the right to participate in the political process. Main idea number 5. Women should be allowed to own property, women should be allowed to own property, and should not be denied the right to own and manage their own assets. Main idea number 6. Women should be allowed to work, women should be allowed to work, and should not be denied the right to pursue a career of their choice. Main idea number 7. Women should be allowed to pursue their own interests, women should be allowed to pursue their own interests, and should not be limited to traditional gender roles. Main idea number 8. Women should be allowed to make their own decisions, women should be allowed to make their own decisions, and should not be subject to the control of men. Main idea number 9. Women should be allowed to participate in public life, women should be allowed to participate in public life, and should not be excluded from the public sphere. Main idea number 10. Women should be allowed to pursue their own spiritual paths, women should be allowed to pursue their own spiritual paths, and should not be limited to traditional religious beliefs. Main idea number 11. Women should be allowed to pursue their own sexual expression, women should be allowed to pursue their own sexual expression, and should not be limited to traditional gender roles. Main idea number 12. Women should be allowed to pursue their own economic independence, women should be allowed to pursue their own economic independence, and should not be dependent on men for financial support. Main idea number 13. Women should be allowed to pursue their own political interests. Women should be allowed to pursue their own political interests and should not be limited to traditional gender roles. Main idea number 14. Women should be allowed to pursue their own artistic expression. Women should be allowed to pursue their own artistic expression and should not be limited to traditional gender roles. Main idea number 15. Women should be allowed to pursue their own intellectual pursuits. Women should be allowed to pursue their own intellectual pursuits and should not be limited to traditional gender roles. Main idea number 16. Women should be allowed to pursue their own social interests. Women should be allowed to pursue their own social interests and should not be limited to traditional gender roles. Main idea number 17. Women should be allowed to pursue their own physical pursuits. Women should be allowed to pursue their own physical pursuits and should not be limited to traditional gender roles. Main idea number 18. Women should be allowed to pursue their own spiritual pursuits. Women should be allowed to pursue their own spiritual pursuits and should not be limited to traditional gender roles. Main idea number 19. Women should be allowed to pursue their own legal rights. Women should be allowed to pursue their own legal rights and should not be denied access to the legal system. Main idea number 20. Women should be allowed to pursue their own economic interests. Women should be allowed to pursue their own economic interests and should not be limited to traditional gender roles. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Women should be treated as equals to men in all aspects of life. This means that they should have the same rights and opportunities, including access to education, employment, healthcare, and other resources. Women should also not be discriminated against based on their gender or any other factor. They should receive equal pay for equal work and have the same chances for advancement in their careers. In addition, women's voices must be heard when it comes to making decisions about issues that affect them directly. This includes matters such as reproductive health care, domestic violence prevention policies, economic security initiatives, and more. Women must also be given a seat at the table when it comes to policymaking so that their perspectives can shape our laws. Finally, we must recognize that there are still many areas where women face discrimination or unequal treatment due to outdated attitudes or beliefs about gender roles. We need to challenge these ideas by promoting positive messages about equality between genders and celebrating diversity among people of all backgrounds. Main idea number 2. Women should be given the same educational opportunities as men and should be encouraged to pursue knowledge and learning. Education is a powerful tool that can open up new possibilities for women in terms of career advancement, economic independence, and personal growth. Women who are educated have greater access to resources that can help them make informed decisions about their lives. They also gain confidence in their own abilities, which can lead to increased self-esteem. Education helps women become more aware of their rights and responsibilities within society. It gives them the tools they need to challenge gender stereotypes and fight for equality in all aspects of life. Educated women are better equipped to take on leadership roles both at home and in the workplace, making them valuable assets to any organization or community. Educating women has far-reaching benefits not only for individual women but also for society as a whole. Studies have shown that when more girls attend school, it leads to lower rates of poverty, improved health outcomes, higher wages for everyone, reduced violence against women, increased political participation by females. The list goes on. In short, educating girls is essential if we want our world to progress towards true gender equality. We must ensure that every woman has access to quality education so she can reach her full potential. Main idea number 3. Women should be allowed to participate in religious activities, such as preaching and leading services. Women have the same spiritual capacity as men and should not be excluded from religious life. Allowing women to take part in religious activities would help create a more inclusive environment for all people of faith. In the Women's Bible, Elizabeth Cady Stanton argues that women are just as capable of understanding Scripture and interpreting it correctly as men are. She believes that allowing women to preach and lead services will bring about greater equality between genders within the church. Furthermore, she states that by giving women an equal voice in religion, we can ensure that everyone's beliefs are respected. Stanton also points out that when women are given the opportunity to participate fully in religious life, they become more engaged with their faith. This increased engagement leads to deeper understanding of Scripture and a stronger connection with God. Additionally, allowing women into leadership roles helps break down gender stereotypes within the church. Ultimately, granting full participation rights for both genders is essential if we want our churches to remain relevant today. By recognizing the importance of female voices in religion, we can create a more equitable society where everyone has access to spiritual growth. Main idea number 4. Women should be allowed to vote because they are just as capable of making informed decisions about political issues as men. Women have the same intelligence, knowledge, and experience that men do, and therefore should not be denied the right to participate in the political process. Women's voices need to be heard in order for our society to make progress on important issues such as healthcare, education, and economic equality. The right to vote is a fundamental part of democracy. It allows citizens to express their opinions on how their government should operate. By denying women this basic right, we are essentially saying that their opinions don't matter or aren't valid. This is an unacceptable form of discrimination which must end if we want true equality between genders. Furthermore, allowing women the right to vote would increase voter turnout significantly since more than half of all eligible voters are female. This could lead to greater representation for traditionally underrepresented groups such as minorities and low-income individuals who often lack access or resources needed for voting. In conclusion, women should absolutely be allowed the same rights when it comes to voting as men. It is essential for us all, men and women alike, to have a say in how our country is run so that everyone can benefit from its policies. Main idea number 5. Women should be allowed to own property, and should not be denied the right to own and manage their own assets. This is a fundamental human right that has been denied to women for far too long. Women have the same capacity as men when it comes to managing finances, making investments, and running businesses. Allowing women to own property will help them become more independent financially, which in turn can lead to greater economic security. Furthermore, allowing women access to owning property gives them an opportunity for financial growth and stability. Owning land or other forms of real estate can provide a steady source of income through rental payments or capital gains from appreciation over time. Additionally, having ownership rights allows women the ability to pass on wealth from one generation to another. Finally, granting women the right of ownership also provides them with legal protection against discrimination based on gender or marital status. By giving women control over their assets, they are able to make decisions about how those resources are used without fear of being taken advantage of by others. Main idea number 6. Women should be allowed to work, and should not be denied the right to pursue a career of their choice. Women have just as much potential for success in any field as men do, and they should be given the same opportunities to excel. Allowing women to work will also help create more economic stability for families, since two incomes are often necessary in order to make ends meet. Furthermore, it is important that women are able to contribute financially so that they can gain independence from male partners or family members who may otherwise control them financially. In addition, allowing women into the workforce helps promote gender equality by providing equal pay for equal work regardless of gender. This ensures that all employees receive fair compensation based on their qualifications and experience rather than being discriminated against because of their sex. Finally, when women are allowed into the workplace, it encourages diversity, which can lead to better problem-solving skills and creative solutions. Main idea number 7. Women should be allowed to pursue their own interests, and should not be limited by traditional gender roles. Women have the right to choose what they want to do with their lives, whether it is pursuing a career in a traditionally male-dominated field or taking up hobbies that are typically seen as feminine. Women should also be encouraged to explore new areas of interest and develop skills outside of those traditionally associated with their gender. This could include learning about technology, engineering, finance, or any other area that may have been previously closed off due to societal expectations. In addition, women should feel empowered to take risks and challenge themselves without fear of failure or judgment from others. They should never feel like they need permission from anyone else in order for them to pursue something they are passionate about. Allowing women the freedom and autonomy necessary for them to make decisions regarding their own interests will help create an environment where everyone can thrive. Main idea number 8. Women should be allowed to make their own decisions, free from the control of men. Women have the right to choose how they live their lives and what choices they make for themselves. They should not be subject to any form of coercion or manipulation by men in order to influence their decisions. Women should also have access to resources that will help them make informed decisions about their lives. Women must also be given equal opportunities as men when it comes to education, employment, and other areas of life. This means that women must receive equal pay for equal work and must not face discrimination based on gender or any other factor. Furthermore, women should have access to healthcare services that are tailored specifically towards meeting their needs. Finally, women need a safe space where they can express themselves without fear of judgment or criticism from others. This includes having an environment where they can speak freely about issues such as sexual health and reproductive rights without feeling ashamed or embarrassed. Main idea number 9. Women should be allowed to participate in public life and should not be excluded from the public sphere. Women have a right to take part in all aspects of society, including politics, education, business, and other areas that are traditionally dominated by men. Women can bring unique perspectives and skills to these fields that can help create positive change for everyone. Allowing women to participate in public life will also help ensure that their voices are heard on important issues such as healthcare, economic security, and social justice. In addition to having an equal voice in decision-making processes within the public sphere, women must also have access to resources necessary for success. This includes access to quality education opportunities at all levels, adequate healthcare services, safe housing options, fair wages, job training programs, childcare assistance, legal protection against discrimination or violence based on gender identity or sexual orientation, and more. Finally, it is essential that we recognize the value of diversity when it comes to allowing women into public life. We must strive for an inclusive environment where different backgrounds and experiences are respected so that everyone has a chance at achieving their goals without fear of prejudice or exclusion. Main idea number 10. Women should be allowed to pursue their own spiritual paths, free from the constraints of traditional religious beliefs. Women have a right to explore and discover what works best for them in terms of spirituality, without being judged or criticized by others. This could include exploring different religions, philosophies, and practices that are not necessarily part of mainstream religion. In the Women's Bible, Elizabeth Cady Stanton argues that women should be able to make their own decisions about faith and practice without interference from men or society. She believes that women can find strength and guidance through their own spiritual journeys rather than relying on external sources such as organized religion. By allowing women the freedom to choose how they want to express themselves spiritually, we can create an environment where everyone is respected regardless of gender. Ultimately, it is important for us all to recognize the importance of respecting each other's individual spiritual paths. We must strive towards creating a world where everyone feels safe enough to explore whatever form of spirituality resonates with them without fear or judgment. Main idea number 11. Women should be allowed to pursue their own sexual expression without fear of judgment or criticism. They should not be limited by traditional gender roles, but instead encouraged to explore and express themselves in whatever way feels right for them. Women have the right to make decisions about their bodies and sexuality, free from societal expectations or pressures. This means that women should feel empowered to engage in consensual sex with whomever they choose, regardless of gender identity or orientation. They should also be able to access resources such as contraception and abortion services without stigma or shame. Furthermore, women must have the freedom to dress however they want without being judged for it. Ultimately, allowing women the autonomy over their own sexual expression is essential for creating a more equitable society where everyone can live freely and safely according to their own desires. This includes respecting all forms of consent-based relationships between adults regardless of gender identity or orientation. Main idea number 12. Women should be allowed to pursue their own economic independence and should not be dependent on men for financial support. Women have the right to work in any field they choose and should receive equal pay for equal work. They should also have access to resources such as education, training, and capital that will enable them to become financially independent. Women must also be given the opportunity to develop skills that will help them succeed in their chosen profession. In addition, women need access to affordable childcare so they can balance family life with a career. This is especially important for single mothers who are trying to make ends meet while raising children alone. Finally, society needs to recognize the value of unpaid labor performed by women in the home, such as caring for children or elderly relatives, and provide adequate compensation or other forms of recognition. By allowing women greater economic freedom and autonomy, we can create a more equitable society where everyone has an opportunity to reach their full potential regardless of gender. Main idea number 13. Women should be allowed to pursue their own political interests and should not be limited by traditional gender roles. Women have the right to participate in politics just as men do, and they should be given equal opportunities to do so. Women can bring unique perspectives and ideas to the table that may otherwise go unheard or overlooked. They can also provide a valuable voice for those who are often marginalized or ignored in society. In addition, women's involvement in politics is essential for creating an equitable society where everyone has access to basic rights and resources. When women are involved in decision-making processes at all levels of government, it helps ensure that policies reflect the needs of all citizens, not just those with privilege or power. This is especially important when it comes to issues such as healthcare, education, economic security, reproductive rights, violence against women, racial justice, and more. Ultimately, allowing women to pursue their own political interests will help create a more inclusive democracy where everyone's voices are heard and respected. It is time for us all, women included, to take part in shaping our future together. Main idea number 14. Women should be allowed to pursue their own artistic expression without being limited by traditional gender roles. Women have the right to express themselves through art, and they should not be restricted from doing so because of their gender. Art is a powerful form of communication that can help women explore their identity and share their stories with others. It can also provide an outlet for creativity and self-expression, which are essential components of any healthy lifestyle. Allowing women to pursue their own artistic expression will open up new opportunities for them in the creative world. They will be able to create works that reflect who they are as individuals, rather than having to conform to societal expectations or stereotypes about what it means to be a woman. This could lead to more diverse perspectives in the arts, which would benefit everyone. Furthermore, allowing women greater freedom in expressing themselves artistically could help break down barriers between genders and promote understanding between people from different backgrounds. By giving women a platform on which they can freely express themselves without fear of judgment or criticism, we can foster an environment where all voices are heard and respected. Main idea number 15. Women should be allowed to pursue their own intellectual pursuits and should not be limited by traditional gender roles. Women have the same capacity for learning as men, and they should be given the opportunity to explore any field of study that interests them. Education is a powerful tool for personal growth and development, and women should not be denied access to it because of outdated ideas about what is appropriate for them. In the Women's Bible, Elizabeth Cady Stanton argues that education can help women become more independent thinkers who are better able to make decisions in their lives. She believes that when women are educated, they can use this knowledge to challenge existing social norms and create new opportunities for themselves. By allowing women the freedom to pursue their own intellectual pursuits, we open up possibilities for greater equality between genders. It is important that we recognize the value of educating all people regardless of gender or background so everyone has an equal chance at success in life. We must also ensure that educational institutions provide resources specifically tailored towards helping female students reach their full potential academically. Main idea number 16. Women should be allowed to pursue their own social interests and should not be limited by traditional gender roles. Women have the right to choose how they want to live their lives and what activities they wish to engage in. This includes having the freedom to explore different hobbies, join clubs or organizations that interest them, attend events of their choosing, and make friends with people who share similar interests. It is important for women to feel empowered when it comes to making decisions about their social life. They should not feel obligated or pressured into participating in activities that do not bring them joy or fulfillment. Instead, they should be encouraged and supported in pursuing whatever makes them happy. Allowing women the opportunity to pursue their own social interests can also help create a more equitable society overall. When women are given the chance to participate fully in all aspects of life, including leisure activities, they become more visible members of society and gain greater access to resources such as education and employment opportunities. Main idea number 17. Women should be allowed to pursue their own physical pursuits and should not be limited by traditional gender roles. Women have the right to choose how they want to exercise and stay fit, whether it is through running, weightlifting, yoga, or any other form of physical activity. They should also have access to the same resources as men when it comes to sports equipment and training facilities. Women should not feel like they are restricted from participating in activities that may traditionally be seen as male-dominated. Physical activity can provide many benefits for women, such as improved mental health, increased energy levels, and a stronger sense of self-confidence. It can also help reduce stress levels and improve overall well-being. Allowing women the freedom to pursue their own physical pursuits will enable them to reap these benefits while challenging themselves in new ways. It is important that we create an environment where all genders are encouraged and supported in pursuing whatever physical activities they wish without fear of judgment or discrimination. We must ensure that everyone has equal access to resources so that no one feels excluded from taking part in something because of their gender identity. Main idea number 18. Women should be allowed to pursue their own spiritual pursuits, free from the constraints of traditional gender roles. Women have a right to explore and practice any religion or spiritual path that resonates with them, without fear of judgment or criticism. They should not be limited by what society deems appropriate for women, but instead encouraged to find their own unique connection with the divine. In the Women's Bible, Elizabeth Cady Stanton wrote, "The world has never yet seen a truly great and virtuous nation because in the degradation of woman the very fountains of life are poisoned at their source." This statement speaks volumes about how important it is for women to be able to freely express themselves spiritually without being hindered by societal expectations. When women are given permission and space to explore spirituality on their own terms, they can discover new depths within themselves that may have been previously hidden away due to cultural norms. By allowing them this freedom, we open up an entire realm of possibilities for personal growth and development. Main idea number 19. Women should be allowed to pursue their own legal rights and should not be denied access to the legal system. Women have a right to seek justice for themselves in court, just as men do. They should also have the same opportunities to represent themselves in court proceedings and receive fair treatment from judges and lawyers. Women must be able to exercise their rights without fear of discrimination or prejudice. It is essential that women are given equal protection under the law, regardless of race, religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This means that they must have access to all forms of legal representation available in order for them to effectively defend their interests. Furthermore, laws must be enforced equally so that women can feel safe when seeking justice. In addition, it is important that women are provided with adequate resources such as education about their legal rights and access to free or low-cost legal services if needed. This will ensure that they can make informed decisions about how best to protect themselves legally. Finally, it is crucial that society works together towards creating an environment where women's voices are heard and respected within the judicial system. Only then will we truly see progress towards true equality between men and women when it comes to pursuing one's own legal rights. Main idea number 20. Women should be allowed to pursue their own economic interests and should not be limited by traditional gender roles. Women have the right to choose how they want to make a living, whether it is through paid employment or self-employment. They should also have access to resources that will help them succeed in whatever field they choose. This includes education, training, mentorship opportunities, and financial support. In addition, women should be given equal pay for equal work regardless of their gender identity or sexual orientation. They must also receive fair treatment in the workplace and not face discrimination based on their sex or any other factor. Finally, women need access to affordable childcare so that they can balance family life with career aspirations. By allowing women the freedom to pursue their own economic interests without being held back by outdated gender roles and expectations, we can create an environment where everyone has an opportunity for success regardless of who they are. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.